Good afternoon. Welcome to the November 30th, 2021 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is to approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We got the minutes of November 16th, 2021. Any corrections, questions, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are four letters in appreciation of human service grants. They are the ARC of Delaware, Read Aloud Delaware, Milford Housing Development Corporation, and Delaware Foundation Reaching Citizens. That's all.
Thank you, sir. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Okay, now's the time for public comment, the time the public can speak to us for 3 minutes. About something the council has control of or interest in, and you've got a timer up here, red, green, whatever, you'll see how to work. Mr. Kinnick, come on down, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President and council members. My name is William Kinnick. I'm the Delaware State Representative for Manufactured Housing. I live over in Seaford and Village of Cool Branch. Before you, I provided you with a list of all the communities in the state of Delaware, and the ones marked in yellow are the ones in Sussex County. We have approximately 179 communities. Of that, we have 90 communities. I just noticed that there was one that was missing on that sheet, Hollyview. But my main concern is the fact that our state agency, DNREC, is not communicating with anybody as well as they should. And my major concern is water and sewage, and I believe that we don't need to have a Flint, Michigan in Sussex County. So I stand here before you to let you know that with the help of Michael Vincent and Mark Schaefer, we've moved some things forward. We're getting some action, but we're not moving fast enough in that environment. And I'm working other avenues with the governor and with my state representative, Mr. Short and Mr. Dukes, to see what else we can do to get this thing brought forth. Because I do believe with the sewer spillage that we had yesterday in Briarwood Manor, and with the two new violations that are coming out, one for Scottsdale and the other one for Homestead, which is right here in the Georgetown area, that have sewer issues that are leaking, and we've got to make sure that our water supply is protected. And currently, that's not being too well observed, and the landowner doesn't care. And that's the basics on that part. So I would really like to talk to you a little bit about manufactured housing communities. We have 90 in this community, in this county, and we're all residents, we all vote. So I'd like to see some better ordinance that comes forth in this piece. So I just want you to know that I stand here again, as I always have, and I don't like to waste your time. So that's all I have to say. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill. I would tell you that you're well aware we had some issues with some other parks. And Mike Costello and our staff is doing a great job of being in contact with people in the parks and trying to help them work through this. I would agree with you. We have a hard time getting information sometimes from agencies. I know Mr. Lawson is working on that, trying to get that. It'd be good to get a list from DNREC as to what parks have violations and what the violation is. So hopefully we can get that and maybe help. I think it's a DNREC issue with sewage, that you understand that. But there's some way the county can help. We certainly want to try to do that. So we'll continue the conversation and continue trying to get information from the state agencies.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Can I, Bill, the secretary had Pat Emery call me. I guess Pat's acting as a liaison now for the secretary's office.
Okay.
And I have to admit, Pat has been extremely helpful. He hasn't solved any issues yet, but he's been extremely helpful. And I think Mr. Lawson actually requested a list, didn't you, months ago?
That's correct.
You still don't have it. I would.
That's correct.
But. You know, I don't know what to do. I think the secretary got tired of me calling him, so he had Pat Emery call me. So, Pat Donovan's in
right.
Lewis. But,
and as you well know, Mr. Schaefer, when they start stonewalling our council and our state representatives, it's time that we need to take better action. And I'm also working with some action with the DOJ to change some laws and to also maybe strip some of the responsibilities out of DNREC because they look like they're overworked. So that's what I'm working on as well.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you very much, Bill.
You're welcome, sir.
Anyone else want to speak for 3 minutes? Anybody else in the audience? Operator, to check online, please. If there's anybody to speak for public comment. Thank you. We'll close public comment. Move on to Mr. Lawson's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. County Administrator's report for November 30th, 2021. Item one, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for October 2021 is attached, listing the number of violent crime arrests as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 189 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of October. Item two, I am pleased to announce that the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada has once again awarded Sussex County its Distinguished Budget Presentation Award for fiscal year 2022 budget report. This is the fourth year that the county has received this prestigious award, acknowledging its budget report. In order to receive the award, the budget document must serve as an entity of policy document, financial plan, operations guide, and communications device. Congratulations to Gina Jennings, Finance Director, COO, and Kathy Roth, Deputy Finance Director, for their efforts in achieving this award. Item three, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion: the Estuary Phase 3F construction record, effective November 11th, and the Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 4 plan review, effective November 12th. Item four, a reminder that the annual Caroling on the Circle program will take place on Monday, December 6th at 6:30 in front of the Sussex County Courthouse. This is a free event sponsored by the Sussex County Council each year. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend and to bring a food item for the less fortunate if they can afford to do so. The Pack the Pod campaign will remain in full swing until the end of December. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. I do want to also comment that Mrs. Jennings isn't here today, but she and Mrs. Roth and their team, another great job on our budget presentation and the budget getting the award. We appreciate so much. We'll have her take vacation this week, so I'm sure she appreciated that. Mr. Medlars, you have a few things on the agenda.
I have help, too.
I'm glad.
My trusted assistant, Mr. Barker. So first one up is the Mulberry Knoll collection system on the second try. So we were successful on the second try. That's always good. So I gave you the summary of the project where we are. It was initially broken down in two pieces, the pump station and a short piece of collection system, the rest of the collection system, and the low pressure piece. So you remember the first one, you had to reject all the bids because of inconsistencies in the two low bidders. So we rebid this project. Now we have another very good response. It brought up a number of new bidders to the table. You see the attached summary on the second page of the bids. We do have an apparent low bidder. All the math checked out this time. And we do believe we have a recommendation. We will require some supplemental funding, which we will approve. We will request based on your recommendation. But in addition, we have solicited some input from the engineers to get their concurrence to the award, so you have that letter attached. And last not least, We asked them for a limited construction administration scope to assist us up to $50,000, just like they did for the first project. So that's not full-time inspection. It's not even part-time inspection. It's just as needed for progress meetings, conflict resolution, change orders, et cetera.
Okay.
So
you have a motion.
So we have a series of motions.
Yes, you do.
A series of motions. Because even Ms. Jennings, in her absence, she always says, get these things on the record as we need them separately. So I said, yes, we'll do. So first, we need to have a project. So be moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that contract S20-22 Mulberry Knoll Sewer Collection System be awarded to Caro Construction for their base bid and add alternate bid item for a total of $1,861,538, contingent upon DNRC concurrence, and to authorize the department's development of a supplemental funding request to the Delaware SRF.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The other one is the companion piece. Now that we do have a contract for the construction administration services by our consultant, KCI, be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number 4 to the 5-year miscellaneous engineering services agreement with KCI Technologies Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $50,000 for as-needed construction phase services related to the Mulberry Knoll Sewer Expansion Project S-2014 and S-2022.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I believe motion carried. Next, sir.
Mr. Parker was the lead, so he'll take the next package.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. President, Council members. Just going to handle number 2 here on the agenda.
Sure.
Presenting the results of the recent bids that we took for our project 82111, which is the Delaware Coastal Business Park Improvements, the long-awaited project, along with our recommended action. We've prepared a memo for you, pretty much the chronology of events related to the phase 2 expansion, mm-hmm. going all the way back to 16, when we acquired what was then known as the King Farm Industrial Park, all the way through to present, including our most recent contract amendments for our design consultant, Becker Morgan, to complete the final design documents. Mm-hmm. What we ultimately did for this project is we included both the ultimate phase 2 build out project with the final upgrade to an existing segment of Baltimore Avenue that was needed. So we put those together in the same package in an effort for cost efficiency as well as time condensement and lessen the impacts to our business park tenants. October 15th is when the advertisement went out for the project. We've got 5 bids total in, and they were opened and read publicly on November 18th. And following our normal due diligence, we did discover a number of numerical discrepancies in more than one bid. And when we reviewed the discrepancies, we felt they had a real potential to impact our award recommendation. So as a result of this, we're recommending that all the bids be rejected and the project be rebid immediately with no change in scope.
Okay, you have a motion?
I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendations of the Sussex County Engineering Department, due to the discovery of numerous discrepancies in bids received on November 18, 2021 for the Delaware Coastal Business Park improvements, that all bids be rejected and the project be immediately re-advertised with no change in scope.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
I do have a question.
Mr. Riley.
Yep. With rebidding this, with the way inflation is, you know, really taking hold here, can we anticipate significantly higher contract cost as a result, or how fast can we move on this?
Well, we're prepared. It's a good question, and that's why we put the word immediately in. We're advertising, assuming we have our approval today, within the next hour. So we will find out if there's any impact. I mean, the bids were just open, so we had some questions about potential cost escalation during the bidding period of the original one, mm-hmm. Which we addressed. So We're not expecting anything earth-shattering between this two-week period or three-week period or a month, but we'll find out. But we want to get it back out on the street immediately so that, you know, we can hopefully mitigate that if that's going to rear its head.
There's no built-in cost escalator to account for inflation in the contracts. You have to come back each time for a request to change.
Not for this project. So we do consider that on a project-by-project basis. For this project, we are not considering any cost escalation.
Mm-hmm. So we should expect the price to be locked in, generally speaking, I mean, with accepting extraordinary circumstances.
That's what we're asking our bidder friends, is that the price that they submit is the price that it takes to build the project. So we generally look at the items involved to see if there's any, you know, specialty items that would normally get hit by market fluctuations, mm-hmm. you know, steel or, you know, anything that's extraordinary. We felt this project was pretty straightforward, where we didn't anticipate anything to have major fluctuations.
Yeah, I think if we can move quickly on it, it would be better.
Yeah. We're prepared to do that.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
All of you, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlar, you're back up again.
And Councilman Riley, we did, Mark and I did discuss that, and there are really no significant impacts, we believe. The downside in accepting any of the flawed bids was much higher. If we're proceeding to the EMS building, we're actually making some really good headway.
That's good.
You may have been out there recently and seen we finally managed to get the high voltage electric line out of the way and finish the foundation, so that's moving forward well. So, you know, gave you the history here of the project. We have all the background. You're well familiar with that. We had a couple of items hanging out there, and let's start with the planned review by the fire marshal of the building fire marshal permit, not the site component, the building component. When that was due to timing purposes, that final approval was not in hand at the time of bid. And when the final approval came in, there were two conditions we had to address. One is the egress, the secondary egress to the mezzanine on the second floor, and they were strictly based on percentages of the floor areas. If we had shrunk the mezzanine down, we could have avoided this issue. But the EMS team strongly believed, and we agree with that, that the floor level should not be shrunk, so we're proceeding with that. That is still being priced out. The other one on the fire marshal side was the rating of the plenum. Plenum is the area between the ceiling and the steel in each floor. In this case, obviously, it's the first floor, but the plenum area needs to be either sprinkled, which we're not going to, or it has to be all rated components. In our case, everything was rated except for the PVC piping, which we asked for, so that people can make repairs to it, and the aggressive water of Georgetown. As a matter of fact, over the last few years, since my tenure over the last 6 years as the county engineer, we've made numerous repairs in this building to the copper piping because the corrosion has eaten through the piping and it starts to drip. And we have to make these repairs. So it was our desire to have that, but it got caught in this plenum has to be rated.
Right.
You guys wanted to have PVC, here we go. So we could have either sprinkled it, upgraded the copper, which we prefer not to because that's town water, or we have to provide the rating. Now we did have brass valves in there, so we changed the brass valves to to PVC valves. That gave us a credit. But the fireproofing of all the piping was a change. So the net impact was the change order number 3 before you today. Just today, I received, and I just reviewed with the architects and my team, the issue which the EMS team under COVID had requested after the bid to upgrade the air filtration system to a higher MRF level. So we would drop that down. So we would be protected against particles down to the virus size. So it's not really expensive. It really has the changes driven by the availability to the special attachments to the air handlers. So the majority of that price change was associated with buying these extra cassettes.
Sure.
And then there's some labor associated with it. But that is certainly acceptable. So if you would allow me to add that on, so we could cut this one, and that would leave us with one change order, and that's the stairs.
Sure.
And the reason why the stairs take so long, I had to convince myself it affects almost all the trades, from the structural steel to the siding to the roofing to the awnings to the sunshades, you name it. It affects everybody, so they're having a hard time getting all the pricing together to bring that stair forward. I did not expect to take that long, but it's still hanging out there and it's moving through the.
But you had reported previously about the issue with the plenum. And about the air handler, you know, that kind
these
of stuff.
Are both so, not new items. Yes,
I see no reason that you can't just add that in your motion.
But we're not, and it's in the memo. I said we are still dealing with it, but today I got it in, so I'd like to get it out of the way, so we can get these items on.
That'll be fine.
Okay, so Mr. President, let me amend my own proposed motion, and let it cover both of these items. I need to find my dollar money.
Well, that air handler upgrade, that's pretty much a no-brainer, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I would think you want to have the best filtration just as you can get.
I mean, Councilman, before 2020, we would have been 100% right with the MERV 13.
Yeah.
But in today's world, people want MERV 20. And
sure. While you're looking for that, can I ask a question? The fire rating on the piping, how do you just do that with insulation?
Yes, we need a 1 hour rating.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, no, it is available. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department at change orders number 3 and 4 for contract C-19-04, Sussex County Public Safety Building, be approved, increasing the contract by $13,554.94 and $4,740.28, respectively.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. Next, sir, Herring
Creek. Mr. President, that does allow us to streamline this. That's very much appreciated. We're moving on the ORPT, and you and I touched ORPT, the grant program for the NREC for parks, many times.
Right.
So this time, it deals with the property we acquired on Route 24, which has been identified in the Center of the Inland Bays plan. It fits with the administrator's desires on how to investigate the potential use for the property, right? It's nothing, we're not committing to anything, we're just investigating. And on that behalf, the Center of the Inland Bays has submitted an application, and the application needs as a support, a resolution, and Council, we have the resolution in the record, so I'm going to look at you for the motion for the resolution. I don't have one for that, how to get that approved. But so we have two steps in this process. We have to approve the resolution, and I have a motion for the council, for the department to execute the ORPT agreement when received in the future, which we fully expect to receive that. Yeah. So there's a two-step process. We need some input from our counselor on how to deal with our resolution, whether it could just be simple motion to approve the resolution or anything else suggested. Other than that, we have a second motion which will then deal with the grant agreement.
I think we can read the short title to the resolution.
Yes.
Would you like? I do.
Okay.
A resolution to submit a request to the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Controls DENREC Outdoor Recreation Parks and Trails ORPT program for a matching grant to finance an outdoor recreation feasibility and planning study for the Herring Creek Preserve.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I would guess motion carried. And your second motion?
Yeah, the second motion deals with the actual dollar amounts because that's for the grant agreement, and our obligation is outlined in the memo, so you saw the numbers. So this grant agreement would be for the entire amount because that covers the entire project. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the Sussex County Council authorized the execution of the DNREC ORPT grant agreement when received from DNREC in an amount of $37,944 for a master plan study at the Herring Creek Preserve. That's the name of the property.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I believe the motion carried. Next, sir.
Next one on the list is the Herring Creek project, and that is the second one is the that's the north, the Sloan Road gravity sewer, which deals with Pinewater Farms, Herring Creek Estates, Pinewater Woods, you name it. So a whole bunch of other little subdivisions, Brandywood, among others. So this project was, I'm surprised none of you have gotten any calls. Todd certainly received a number of calls. It's been a heavy lift. It was a difficult project. We're getting towards a point where I feel comfortable with it. Now, we, the engineering department, I, the county engineer, made the suggestion to the contractor to ask for a no compensation contract suspension to get out of the winter month before we start the next deep gravity sewer section.
What's that mean?
That means they will carry all the overhead, insurance, bond, you know, project management, etc.
Okay.
But do not do any deep sewer work, any dewatering during that time period, because we believe this is a Deldot subdivision. We have to pave every week. It is going to be a nightmare to try to do this in December, January, February.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thank you.
So it was my strong suggestion for them to accept that.
Is JJID going to pull their equipment out of there?
They will leave the majority of the equipment there because they have no home for it other than this project. So this is a win-win in my opinion, but it did take a little bit of convincing that they should do that. They will obviously leave all their storage yard in place. They will close out the entire storage yard, which we should be 90%+, if not 100%, closed out of the storage yard on Herring Creek Estates. So that would leave the storage yard they are renting in Pinewater Farms. That's at the back end of the pump station at Pinewater Farms.
This is the job we got calls on last summer, right?
More than one.
They've cleaned up their act since then?
We have improved.
Okay.
But
you're doing great. I'm worried about JJID.
I'm still believing that it would not be a good idea to try to do an 18-foot sewer project on a Delta Road in the middle of the winter.
I agree.
Yeah. We have a motion for that.
We have a motion for that. It covers two items. It covers the justified time extension based on weather conditions and additional work assigned. Because we had assigned to them right from the get-go to make the force main connection at Walden. So that was added on. So that's legitimate that there's an extra days added into it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
So it's an interesting change order. Normally I would not bring just a time change order, but it's relatively complex and I felt it needed to be resolved. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 5 for contract 20S20-07, Herring Creek Sanitary Sewer District, North Gravity Sewer and Force Main, be approved for a non-compensatory contract time extension and suspension contingent upon USDA concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes, motion carried. And here's what we're looking for, the last one.
The last one. I love these two projects. So the South Coast Rehose projects, they are a pleasure to work with. And let me start with the other one.
This change order is for Hoboth only.
That's even better.
And it's driven by the city's request. That's even better.
Yes, it is.
So it's a triple. So it really deals, it's a change order for Ronca only, and it deals with, they had some exploratory for the mainline pump station, and that triggered some changes to the headworks for the restoration there. So these are two different items, two right. different RFPs or RFIs with two different responses from contractor, which we rolled into one number for the contract. And we try to, and all but the big credit change order we had initially, all the other ones are separated, so we know this goes to Rehoboth piece, this goes to right. South Coastal piece.
Right.
So this is a strictly Rehoboth piece.
Okay.
So I have a suggested change order, unless you want to discuss the progress, I'd be happy to talk about that.
Please read your motion.
Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 14 for contract C19-11, South Coastal Wastewater Regional Facility Treatment Process Upgrade number 3, that's a mouthful, and Rehoboth Beach Wastewater Treatment Plant Capital Improvements Program Phase 2 General Construction be approved, increasing the contract by $7,380.37.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second,
Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'm yes, motion carried.
Mr.
Thank
President,
you, sir.
I'm taking a citizens group from Rehoboth on the tour at the South Coastal Facility.
Oh,
I think in next week.
Good.
Next week.
Good.
Yeah, I think it's, I have to look, it's on my calendar. Would you like an invite?
I probably, that would be neat.
I'll forward it.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Moore, introduction proposed zoning ordinances.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four. The first three are in Mr. Schaefer's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district and a GR general residential district to designate lot 39 block A within the existing Avalon Woods subdivision as open space and to allow for a shed amenity to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.42 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Schaefer, introduce it.
Next one's also Mr. Schaefer's, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a realty office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.57 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Schaefer, introduce it.
Next one's Mr. Schaefer's, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a portion of certain parcels of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 4.17 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Schaefer, introduce it.
And the last one is in Ms. Green's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 3.16 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Schaefer, introduce it.
That's all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Okay, entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation, land acquisition, and personnel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. We're now in executive session for pending potential litigation, land acquisition, and personnel. Down.